الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن حديث جبرائيل رضي الله تعالى عنه فقال أخبرني عن الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتوا الزكاة وصوم رمضان وتحج البيت أن استطاع إليه سبيلا صدقت يا رسول الله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected elders, respected ulama, huffaz, brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're not going to tackle a topic that is above us, but something simple so that inshallah we have a better understanding of our deen. If somebody come and ask you, Nabai, are you a Muslim? Or you're a mu'min? What answer are we going to give? Are you a Muslim or are you a mu'min? What answer are we going to give? A sahabi once came in the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he proclaimed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I have brought iman. I have brought iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat. Qalat al-Arab. Arab is like, you know, when we say the farmer fellas, you know, people come from the outlying areas, from the districts, you know. Qalat al-Arab amanna. So this Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have brought iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kullam tu'minu, tell him, he hasn't accepted iman. Walamma yadkhulil imanu fi qulubikum, iman has not entered the recesses of his heart. Iman has not entered the recesses of his heart. So there was a group of, there was a small settlement on the out of Medina Sharif. And some people live there. There's no interaction with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims as such. And neither did they participate in any battles or anything with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, whoever had to go to Medina had to pass this tribe. And these people, they should make life difficult for the travelers, you know. Throw things, obstacles, make the journeys for this thing. Now came a time, there was a drought. When they drought, everybody was looking now. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam's time, there was drought. Everybody came to the king. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam's time, there was drought. Everybody come to the master. Ya Rasulullah. Now when I come to you, say I'm a Muslim, you know, automatically the heart will soft. Like, you know, heart will get soft, you know, hey, this is my follower. But immediately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a spanner in the works. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hey, tell him, no, you never bring iman to. You're a Muslim. Kulu aslamna. Today we brought iman, we are Muslims. Why? Because iman has not yet entered the recesses of your heart. So you're not yet a mu'min, you are still recognized as a Muslim. Why I'm talking on this Muslim and mu'min? You know, currently in Afghanistan, at least in Palestine, everything that is happening, and a lot of our brothers are astonished by the power of Iran, that the power that and the assistance that Iran is giving the Mujahideen, whether it is assistance, but we know they have already sold the Mujahideen on so many fronts. They have sold the Mujahideen on so many fronts. So a lot of, you know, educated, you know, people who got dunyawi education extra. Yeah, man, we have to follow Khomeini and them. The Saudis are not helping, the Bahrain is not helping, Egypt is not helping, Morocco is not helping, the Iranians are helping, but they are Muslims. They are helping the Ummah. What their maqsad and purpose of helping the Mujahideen is, that is something else, that's a topic on its own. Now they fall, the Shias fall into this very same category. If you see what they got in there, the Islamic Republic of Iran. What it is? Islamic Republic, it's correct. Islamic Republic of Iran. Islam is that part of our life that it is the outward, it's the outward, explanation or an outward presentation of what is in the heart. What is in the heart? What is Iman? The love of Allah and La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is here. So now when Islam, when Iman is in the heart, whatever amal you do thereafter now makes you a Muslim. And many of us read, we go janazah namaz every time. We go janazah namaz, and in janazah namaz, what dua we read? Allahumma gfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa saghirina wa kabirina wa dhakarina wa unthana. Allahumma man ahaytahu minna fahiyya alal islam wa faytahu minna fatawaffahu al iman. O Allah, whoever of us is alive, let us have Islam in us. Let us have Islam in us. And from whoever of us leave this dunya, now what the dua says, what Rasulullah says, I don't want to go with Islam, but I want to go with Iman from the dunya. وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ مِنَّا فَتَوَفَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. And whoever of us now passes away in the future, Ya Allah, take us away with Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never say, take us away with Islam. Take us away with Iman. So Iman is the inward expression and the inward knowledge and the hidden knowledge of Allah and all what we have to believe. And Islam is the outward presentation of what a mu'min should have. Islam is the outward presentation of what the iman requires. Once, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam should come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam in various forms, you know, he should come. And the famous sahabi that he should make his form was a sahabi by the name of Dahya Kalbi. And one day he came, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, and he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And he sat in such a manner with Rasulullah. And Sahaba said, you know, we haven't seen this person any time. Clean clothes, clean, you know, beard was in top form. No? His beard was always combed. And you can see he's looking immaculate. And this immaculate person comes and sits at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now when we sit near the Buzruk, how we go sit? We sit around, you know, we don't cram them up. Like, you know what you say, we don't cram them up. We get right onto them. We sit, one hand is holding their leg or something. They sit. But this person came now. He is a traveler, but there's no sign of any, of, of any traveling on him. Like, you know, don't think a person traveled in those days, you come back, your clothes will be dusty and whatever it is, you have some perspiration. Hey, but this man was immaculate. He had white clothes, beautiful beard, and he was neat and tidy, and he came, and he put his knees right on the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, when he see things like that, his head starts turning, you know. Nobody must give my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam taklif. But never mind. Rasulullah sallallahu just give him a ishara. Stop, don't worry, Umar. So now, Hazrat Jibreel sallallahu wasallam is having a chat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Akhbirni anil Islam. Anil Islam. Give me and tell me what is Islam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Antashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. That you must bear testimony that I am Allah is one and I am his final messenger. Islam now, right? You must read your salah, you must give your zakat, you must fast in the month of Ramadan, and man istata'a ilayhi sabila, whoever has the means of going for the journey of Hajj, must go for Hajj. So he taps Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells, Ya Rasulullah, sadaqta. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala has an ajib quality. Now, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is boiling even more now. Because when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them anything, even if they know the answer, they never ever gave the answer. Their standard response to any question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. That is Islam knows best. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, you know, I'm getting put up, you know. Here this fellow coming, as it is, he's coming and he's cramping Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied up. And then now he's asking questions. And now when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give you answer, sadaqta ya Rasulullah, he's congratulating Rasulullah, he says, Ya Rasulullah, you say correct things. Now it's khilaf of the mizaj of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Thereafter he said, akhbirni anil iman. Explain to me and direct me and show me what is iman. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that you bring iman, that you believe in the oneness of Allah, and you believe in the finality of the prophethood of me, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know what we normally read in Iman al-Mufassal, Iman al-Mujmal, Iman al-Mufassal, وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُوبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. He gave that answer. That is a typical answer that now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that this is what is Iman. Say, Sadaqta ya Rasulullah. Then now, after he went to, there was another question. This whole hadith is a bayan on his own. Inshallah, when I come next time, we'll talk on this bayan here. On this hadith. It's called hadith of Jibreel also. Because Hazrat Jibreel came and he sat in that position. And so after the conversation with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went away. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, you know who was this guy? He said, no. He said, this was Hazrat Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had come here to teach you your deen. He had come here to teach you your deen. Now we can see the definition of Islam and the definition of Iman is getting more and more clearer now. More and more clearer. We talking to Allah, we tell you Allah when we said in Janazah Namaz, Allah Pak, let me live like a Musliman. But when I die, I will die like a mu'minin. Like a mu'min. Now you understand. So now, the outward presentation of all our amal that is being, what you can see, I can see you reading namaz, I can see you got rozo, I can see you giving a zakat, I can see you go to ihram and you're going for hajj. You're going for hajj. That outward presentation that we are doing, the amal that we are doing, that is Islam. And for that amal to be completed and to be accepted in the court of Allah, the first sentence gives us this thing, that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah must be there, then only will this get accepted. And then when he says, Mal imanu ya Rasulullah, he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell him that iman is to believe in your heart of the oneness of Allah and the finality of prophethood. So you see, whether it's Islam or whether it's iman, in both conditions, the rule and the condition is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now, if we look at the Iranians, for example, now they got namaz, they give charity, they give everything. They even fight jihad and they even give tools to the mujahideen to fight. But they are only Muslims, they are not mu'mins. And what kind of Muslim they are? They are such Muslims that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not part of their life. Because why? First and foremost, they don't believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They believe in Hazrat Ali. And whatever belief they got on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they got their belief with reservations. They got their belief with reservations. Because they believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not supposed to be the last Nabi. Hazrat Ali was supposed to be the Nabi. Hazrat Jibreel hit a mist. Only the Shia know that. No? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hit a mist. And now he even then gave the risala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and never gave Hazrat Ali. So outwardly, a Shia is a Muslim. Because we see them reading namaz, we see them all these things. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. But the oneness of Allah and Iman has not penetrated the recesses of their heart. That is why they are not mu'min. They may be outwardly Muslims, but inwardly there is nothing about Islam that is in the heart that will turn and become Iman now. This is where you and I have to be. You know, we be very careful. The condition of the heart, only Allah knows. Sometimes somebody come outward, hey, they read namaz, come for a couple of days, they read namaz in a masjid, they doing this, all that. And after a couple of days, they say, hey, how you come to masjid, this is how you know, I'm staying here, then you know, if I find the bichara is puzzling, whatever it is, so we collect some zakat, but next thing it disappears from the masjid. Next thing it disappears from our community. So he came, showing us the outward version, but deep down in his heart, what was it? That I needed some money from them. That's why he came and showed, and he showed himself as a Muslim in such a way that he made himself show himself that he is practicing the deen of Allah and practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what happened? Iman is not in the heart. So like that Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhum who came, and then when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Allah ta'ala revealed that ayat, kullam tu'minu, don't say you bought iman, walakin kulu aslamna, they say you bought Islam, because you didn't participate in any jihad any time. You did not participate, you did not come to any majalis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You got some attraction towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is in his place. But from whatever you are saying, that you got love for Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, you don't have it. Because you have not associated yourself practically with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you have not expressed your iman to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have showed him something a little bit outwardly. That outwardness don't make a person a candidate to go into Jannah. The currency and the ticket to go into Jannah is not Islam, it is Iman. It is Iman. So this is where you and I have to always nurture our Iman. Always protect our Iman. Always safeguard the Iman. Sometimes we make mistakes, we do wrong things, whatever it is. But immediately we check my Iman is intact. And my iman is not being disturbed because of my actions that I am doing. And in this way, respected elders and friends, when a person nurtures his iman, Islam becomes automatic. But if a person who is trying to just do Islam, iman is not automatic. So we can say, like this, safely say, A person who is a mu'min is a Muslim. But if a person is a Muslim, there is no guarantee that he is a mu'min. A person who is a mu'min, automatically he is a Muslim. How Ghafur Rahim Allah is. Now, dear of Qiyamah, Allah Pakh says, the last person to be taken out from the fire of Jahannam. Now he's in the Qabr in front of Allah Ta'ala. And then they talk to Allah Ta'ala. And they say, Allah Ta'ala, Jazakallah for taking me out, you know, from the fire of Jahannam. And what was the reason for Allah Ta'ala taking him out from the fire of Jahannam? He had a small atom of Iman in him. He had nothing of Islam, no Amal here. He had no Amal. But he had one atom of Iman in his heart. Finally, that will become a zariya for that person to come out of the fire of Jahannam and come into Jannat. So Iman is the currency of the Akhirat. Islam enhances Iman. And remember, our Shia, they are doing namaz, whatever it is. But La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in their heart. Outwardly they are only Islam. In the inside, there is nothing. There is no Islam inside, and once there is no Islam and there is no Iman, it's also inside. So this, respected elders and friends, in a nutshell, you know, in a couple of minutes, time is up, but in a couple of minutes, we have to speak and talk about this little thing. And let us understand, respected elders and friends, Allah Pak will protect our Iman. In order to protect our Iman, Islam and Amal is very important. As we learn from the hadith of Hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that Islam was a different aspect, different question, and Iman was a different question. And Iman, we bring in Allah, all those things that are associated with that we keep in our heart, that we revere in our heart. We revere that, love the Quran in our heart. We love the Malaika in our heart. We got believe that there is going to be, one day this world is going to come to end. We believe that Qadr, Taqdeer is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can, I can't see that on your face, and neither can I see it by you practicing on these things. So these things are part of the heart. As long as these few teachings are in our heart, we are mu'min. Even if we don't have Islam, but by having Iman, the criteria to enter Jannah is not Islam. Islam, for a mu'min, will become a zariya to go into Jannah. But Iman for the mu'min, with no Islam with it, will also be a zariya for him to come into Jannah, if he only has the Iman of one atom only. This is our Allah, respected elders and friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our Iman firm in our heart. Let us do those amal that strengthen our Iman. One of the things that he say that we should do on a daily basis, 100 times, you know, one tasbih, don't take long also. After Fajr, just sit here. Normally, after Fajr, we want to run again. After Asr, we want to run from the masjid. Like, you know, if somebody, even non-Muslims, stand outside, you know, there's somebody with an AK-47 chasing all these Muslims out from the mosque. Just sit here for a little while. One tasbih, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make 100 times. Inshallah, the benefit of this, Allah Ta'ala will make our face shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. And imagine now, when the sign of Iman is on our face on the day of Qiyamah, what a beautiful sight and what a beautiful sign that is going to be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to nurture our Iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever aspect of Islam we are bringing alive, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. That's the important thing. Our Islam by being accepted, so our Iman can get mazboot. When our Iman is mazboot, we're going to go Jannat quickly. But even if the Iman is weak, but the criteria for entry into Jannah is Iman and not Islam. Be a mu'min, you'll go into Jannat. But if you're a Muslim, like how the Shias call themselves, Islamic Republic of Iran, nothing Islamic about them. And our parents fall for them also. Nothing, they are Muslims, but they are not mu'min. They'll never go into Jannat. They'll never ever go into Jannat. Why? Because their love and their hatred for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not like ours. We got no hatred, we only got love. They only got hatred and they got no love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So their Islam also will not be accepted, because the first criteria on whether it's Islam or whether it's Iman, the criteria is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have it in our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our hearts and give us tawfiq to make amal inshallah. Wa qidawana alhamdulillah.